Well, we're standing just outside the front of Wilson Airport for a lift. We're going to be swapping our plane for a car and going into Nairobi. I have a few hours to kill before I take a slightly bigger plane back to England later on. I'm standing with my pilot. His name?
Moses Lelesit.
And we've just flown in. On a plane you fly a lot, don't you?
They fly with Christine Charlie Alpha One Hotel.
You fly it quite a lot, though?
Yeah, I fly quite a lot. Average of 3 hours a day.
Up to 3 hours a day? Every day?
Every day.
And you you obviously work for the Kenya Wildlife Service. How many pilots do they have?
10 pilots at the moment.
And what role do you play? What's your normal job when you're not taking people like me back to Kenya?
Yeah, the role we are playing is particularly Kenya Wildlife Service. We are doing conservation on wildlife and fauna.
And you were telling me some great stories of flying over, watching the movement of the animals, checking to see if cows were coming into the reserve. And
the challenge we have in Kenya Wildlife Service, particularly, there's a lot because we are doing translocation, monitoring animals going outside the park, migration of animals like wild beast, elephants. In Savo, currently we have a problem of elephants moving outside the park to Kwale, southern coast, because there's a lot of rains along the coastline. But we also are experiencing also human wildlife conflict within the chambers of the community surrounding, and livestock coming in. It's very challenging because the elephants are going out and the livestock are coming inside the park. And I'm sure within a short time we're experiencing a lot because of the short droughts coming in. And but we are making effort as an organization and creating awareness with the community and educate them on the issues of wildlife.
Yeah, it's kind of an amazing job. And you know, before today I'd seen similar things on the television, bush pilots. It wasn't until yesterday I'd actually seen a plane fly lower than a giraffe. And if there was a giraffe big enough, you possibly could have passed under its legs. You have flown under power cables before, but that wasn't intended, was it?
Yeah, sometimes bugs. I got an engine failure, and I managed to land safely.
In a car park.
Yeah. Let's call Lugards. Yeah. And we have been monitoring elephants. The ones we are tracking. They have receivers, and they are tracking with one of my colleagues. And all of a sudden, I lose the power. But I was lucky enough because I was having enough height, and I glide all the way to the car park.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I broadcast everything, mayday, I'm so and so, blah, 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 waiting. And my colleagues, about 10 aircraft respond.
Yeah.
And I tell them to report at the NKWS station that I have an engine failure. But by good luck, anyway, we managed to land safely, and I said to disregard everything. I'm safe, and even the aircraft is also safe. Just inform them I'm on the ground and everything's fine.
It's amazing. And, you know, the plane was fine and, you know, went straight back up. It's, it didn't go straight back up because the engine... What caused the engine failure?
Yeah, it was an engine failure. And I came across the power line, and I was even unable to pass over, and I passed under the cables of the power.
Yeah.
It was scary anyway. And I opened the door, the safety belt, and I told my colleagues, okay, sorry.
You apologize.
I apologize.
You're so relaxed. You're so relaxed. But you know, you told me the most important thing is not to panic. Then you can do so much with a plane.
Don't panic. Fly safely. And if you have not panicked, everything will go right. Mm. Yeah. But if you panic, you lose even the concentration of the aircraft. You lose everything.
And that's right. And you said to me that although that plane obviously had to find out what the problem was and didn't necessarily go back up, you went straight back up because as a pilot, it's very important you fly straight away so that you don't let the fear get you.
Yeah, as a pilot, you have to fly. And even if you don't know the problem, don't be scared of whatever is happening, but fly safely. The first provocation, fly safely.
Yes, definitely. Well, very, very wise words, and I'm glad you should have told me this. I'm glad you told me this story when we were in the air. It made me appreciate how safely you were flying so much more. But you took me down to see my first wild rhino, and That was pretty incredible. And then 2 minutes later, you saw another rhino with its baby. And I was just thinking, wow. And I can't believe how you see this, because there is so much going on the ground. Can I tell them the story about the smoke in the distance? Other people told me this story, that you were flying one day at Hyde, crossing the game park, and you saw a very thin wisp of smoke, but without moving, without shifting from your position, without alerting the people camping around the smoke, you contacted base and said you believe there may be poachers. Is that right?
Yeah, very correct.
And they managed to catch them, because if you would have flown in close, they probably would have gone to ground or hidden somewhere. So that was a very successful other part of the kind of job that you do. And again, I want to say thank you very much. It's been an incredibly exciting way of crossing this part of Africa. And I can only feel for Darren, tag Darren, because we're here for his tag development. And of course, dealing with the Kenyan Wildlife Service and learning so much about the training that they undertake, and unfortunately Darren has probably got another 4 hours driving across what sounds like quite an uncomfortable road. So I'm not sure if you have the ability to download this, Darren, but don't worry, I'm going to get back to the hotel. I'll make sure that there is a cold beer waiting for you, providing I'm not as thirsty as we both feel right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.